In Germany, the political right is hoping to build on its surprising success in state elections earlier this fall. Party leaders are setting their sights on national elections 2 years from now. And they're hoping to capitalize not just on fears of unemployment, but of radical Islam as well. NPR's Emily Harris has the story from Berlin.
Christian, who wouldn't give his last name, scrapes up his last bit of dinner, schnitzel with a fried egg on top. The 20-year-old electrician is in a crowded bar called Yesterday on the outskirts of the town of Chemnitz. He's attending a political meeting of Germany's National Democratic Party, or NPD. The party won nearly 10% of September's parliamentary vote in the former East German state of Saxony. Christian says that's because of cuts to unemployment and health care benefits.
The social state is being cut back more and more. People who have been paying into the health insurance system for years should have a right to get services. But now, all of a sudden, they have to pay for them.
Having to pay a roughly $13 copay for some doctor's visits came as a big shock to many Germans, as has persistent high unemployment, 20% in some parts of the former East Germany. At the NPD meeting, about 50 people heard rousing speeches blaming international organizations, such as the European Union, for Germany's economic woes, and calling for preserving the purity of German genes. It's all about keeping Germany German, says Holger Apfel, the leader of the NPD in Saxony.
For us, the social question is closely connected to the national question. We say the solution to Germany's unemployment problem is to first create jobs for Germans and later create a foreigner repatriation policy so they can leave and free up jobs for Germans, and especially sending home foreigners who are living on the dole or who are criminals. In short, using German money for German interests.
In Königstein, the Saxony town where voter support for the NPD was highest, a wooden wall clock in a 100-year-old restaurant chimes 8 p.m. It's nearly time for most of the older regulars gathered around a table in the corner to head home. One retiree, Margaret Miros, says she didn't vote for the NPD, but she can understand why younger people did.
Because they have no future, no jobs, they have here the impression that foreigners are to blame.
The NPD leader in Saxony, Holger Apfel, says the recent murder by an extreme Islamist of a filmmaker in the Netherlands is evidence that different cultures live better apart.
Regarding the tragic developments in the Netherlands, I think it's just a matter of time until something like this will happen in West Germany's crowded urban areas, even if we hope it will not get that far.
Apfel does hope that problems with the integration of Germany's Muslim community will increase support for his party in national elections in 2006. Political science professor Richard Stuss says there are different far-right parties that appeal to different groups of voters.
The NPD is mostly supported by hardliners, but others, like the German People's Union, are less radical. That's probably why the NPD is cooperating with the People's Union, because it is for the young, for the radicals, for the violent, and the People's Union is for the bourgeoisie.
Despite their differences, the NPD and the German People's Union are planning to run as a united party in Germany's next national elections. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.